I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
What's going on, faithful? I'm coming to you live from Minnesota. Yikes, man. That was a terrible game. And it's funny because we title these shows Therapy / Celebrations. And, man, the whole time throughout the game, didn't start well at all, started terrible. We'll get into the negatives. There are a lot of positives, but way more negatives, obviously. You lose all three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. Your franchise quarterback gets beat out by Sam Darnold. Your offensive line is in shambles. There's a lot of bad. Defense, yikes, man. It was a two-man race. You had Fred Warner that put up a defensive player of the year caliber performance in a loss. Nick Bosa goes out there and gets multiple sacks. Incredible. But the safeties, golly, so bad. And so, you walk away, you're 1-1, not where you want to be. Got to give it to the Vikings. Their team played like a complete team. Flores has Shanahan's number. And just what it is. It's what it is. It's frustrating. It's very easy to get pissed. You got out somewhat healthy. It was a little bit, as soon as Kittle was carted to the locker room, it was like, no way. Like, we can't do this. Thankfully, he came back. Vikings lost two of their best players. Justin Jefferson, Aaron Jones was out for a little bit, come back. But they're 2-0. Probably the main reason, I don't know about the main reason, but I want to say this. The 49ers special teams is, again, and we've said this forever, the worst in the NFL. It's dead last. Not only do you have the block punt where DFF, your 100% guaranteed salary player, watches somebody go block the kick, but also our punter didn't know the rules to tackle somebody. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. So turnover on there. You've got Debo returning a kickoff from 5 yards deep in the end zone. Not only does he not get back to the 20, but there's also a penalty. So we start that drive on the 10. Then you got Jacob Cowing muffing a punt. Somebody else gets on. Like, just terrible. Special teams alone, was enough to lose this game. It was terrible. We're so poorly coached. Like I'm not one of those fire coaches or fire players or whatever. But good Lord, this is not the first year we've had this special teams coordinator, and he just stays terrible all the time. There's no positives. Yeah, we had a kicker make 6 field goals last week. I'm sorry. Our special teams coordinator is god-awful. Terrible, terrible, terrible. If one of those things did happen, the 49ers are in chance. They have a chance to go and tie it at the end of the game, but special teams is so bad. You ruined 2 drives and had a turnover. That was awful. Brock Purdy, maybe his worst game. I tweeted out, this very easily could have been a 5-interception Brock Purdy game. Very easily. Not a good game from Brock. How much of that is the blitzes? The offensive line was terrible. Obviously, 6 sacks. But, for example, on one play, they brought 6-man pressure. Okay. You've got 5 offensive linemen. The free rusher is the quarterback's responsibility. He goes to throw the seam route, and the wide receiver fell down on the route. So he had to, tuck it and take a sack. That's not on Brock. The other 5 sacks, not really on Brock earlier either, but he put the ball in jeopardy. You look at what happened week 1. Brock was efficient, didn't put the ball in jeopardy, and just stayed where he was supposed to be with this idea of let's just move the offense. It didn't do that today. We were in 3rd and long all the time. And it's not like we abandoned the running game, but, man, there were a lot more carries to be had by Jordan Mason. He was incredible. Rushed for over 100 yards. Was great. Our offensive line wasn't great. And so one of the issues, too, let's talk about Kyle Shanahan, who I love. should be our 49ers coach. It's awesome. Shanahan should be the coach. Like, whatever. I don't know. Like, it's like the hot topic to say he should be fired after every single play or a game that doesn't go your way. That's asinine. Shanahan should be the coach. He's a great coach. Was this a good Shanahan game? God, no. That's what I'm saying at all. Shanahan was terrible this game. One, you start off the game, three straight passes, go three and out. What is that doing? And so Shanahan and Purdy, they have it built into their scheme where if there's a single high safety with so many players in the box, you check to a pass play. That's fine. Brian Flores knows that. The NFL defenses are different now, so that whenever you check or give your can-can call or audible to whatever, the defense audibles. Like, we're not in 1990s Pop Warner football anymore. And so you had Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator, dictating the exact play that the 49ers were going to call. And so we weren't playing to the numbers. We really, like, you got to put in a fake can call, a fake whatever, where you have a motion or something, but it's still the same play. Then you get those numbers. Shanahan hasn't done that yet. We'll see how that goes. But no, Shanahan was bad. Really didn't like it. Brandon Ayuk disappeared for three quarters of the game. He had four catches on five targets. But any pivotal moment, Ayuk is just like, he's in uniform. He got his usual snap count out there. Just terrible. Like, there were a few plays. Oh, cool, you're open. But you're not getting open enough whenever it's your read. That's the problem. And so you're paying all this money to this dude that's still not performing. And also Trent Williams, maybe one of Trent's worst games. Gave up multiple sacks. Not good. And so, like, if you're getting bad games from Trent, Brandon Ayuk, Brock Purdy, you're not going to win a lot. And so you have to have people make up for that. Debo was incredible. Made a lot of tough catches. Jordan Mason was incredible. Dominique Purdy's incredible. But you didn't get the sustained offense. You just didn't get it all game. You had two possessions stopped, going forward on fourth down. You had the turnovers, you know, the one fumble from Purdy, which was kind of an interception, but it was ruled a fumble. You had the interception, obviously. Just not good defensively. Our safeties are awful. Charvarius Ward, worst game as a 49er. Run support, gave up multiple first downs, could not stay outside to save his life. Gave up the touchdown to Jesse, whatever the wide receiver 83 is. Just terrible. Demo was good. Isaac Yiadom, good but not great. I mean, how do you give up a 97-yard touchdown? You had both safeties get burnt. Your only job, Jair Brown, is a single high safety. All you have to do is just stay back. Deeper than the deepest. That's it. It was terrible. Longest play ever against the 49ers in franchise history. That's what it is. You gave up over 6.5 yards per rush attempt as a defense. Sam Darnold lit you up on third down. Lit you up. And that was without Justin Jefferson got hurt in the third quarter. So the fourth quarter, you had two chances to get off the field. Neither time did the 49ers do that. Neither time. And so there the door was open several times for the 49ers to go and kind of get back in the game or capitalize and gain the lead. But it was the opposite of complementary football, right? So, like, your offense and defense work together. Special teams doesn't get in the way. It's the exact opposite. Special teams ruined it. Offense and defense were never in sync. And it just...
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea... You want to help dogs' health? You got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you. Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order, and a 90-day money-back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today. Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old, I got gray hairs immediately. So, I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews, it doesn't matter, that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99, and if you use our code RUSHRUSH at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sucks because positives, man, maybe the best game of all time from Fred Warner. Like, that was Fred Warner's best game. Led the team in tackles, had a sack, had an interception, knocked the ball out three times, two went out of bad. Like, Fred Warner just dominated. Nick Bosa had two sacks. There was one point in the game, I don't even know if it ended like this. Brock Purdy had the same amount of tackles as Javon Hargrave, who's getting paid $20 million. I don't think he got a pressure all game. Made a couple hustle plays, but, like, that's the thing. Like, if you tell me Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, Javon Hargrave, all these guys are going to have terrible games, like, that's just not the way it works. Now, how do you fix this moving forward? You got to get back to who you are. Christian McCaffrey's not walking through that door the next couple of weeks. I understand that. Problem's not a running back, guys. You got to trust Jordan Mason. His pass pro was unbelievable. Dude pancaked two dudes in pass protection. Like, the running back position's fine. But just because it's not Christian McCaffrey out there doesn't mean you have to just completely leave everything and just say, well, we're just going to drop back and hold the ball for 4+ seconds and see what happens against 5- and 6-man pressure. It's just, I don't know. I really felt like the coaches did not do their job. Offense, defense, special teams. I don't think that the players were as prepared for this game. I think the idea of playing against Sam Darnold, they kind of like relaxed their shoulders a little bit. Well, Red Ginger Jesus just lit your ass up. What are you going to do? How are you going to respond to that? Because he was better than Brock Purdy by a mile. And that was without Jordan Addison, without Justin Jefferson late. He still led 2 scoring drives and must have moments. We've got to figure out what that looks like. Jordan Mason, 20 carries, 100 yards. What happened in the Seahawks game? I want to see that score. Seahawks won. So, yeah, now you're in second place. You're 1-1. You've got a divisional game against the Rams next week. You got to handle business. And so that's kind of what you got to do. You got to figure this out, but you're not in the position. Are the 49ers one of the best teams in the NFL? Yes, 100%. 100%. But you throw games away, and we saw this last year. Now, we were 5-0 before we started trashing games. You were 1-0 this year. How do you respond? How do you respond? That's huge. Can't wait to dive into the film. And I really hope you guys join us over on the49ersrush.com so I can pinpoint and just show you this is what's happening here and why. Talanoa Funga coming back is probably the greatest thing that could happen. This was the worst safety game we have ever had. Jair Brown was awful. Awful, awful, awful. George Odom was our best linebacker, and they were rotating him with the rookie. I love to see Malik Mustafa get snaps. Did not play well. Did Odom play well? He at least made some positive plays. Jair Brown was not good. He was terrible. Malik was okay. George Odom, I think, was our best safety. You get back Talanoa Hufanga next week, that helps considerably. There's no doubt about that. Now, most of our bets did okay this week. We bet pretty big on 49ers covering the spread, and it didn't happen. And so that's one of the ones that's kind of rough. But, man, we did bet Jordan Mason over 17.5 carries, and that hit. If you haven't bet yet, you got to. Right here with us at MyBookie.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit, and MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Now, I do have to say this, that this city is awesome. Like, obviously, it's not cold, so that helps a lot. But this stadium is the best stadium in the NFL US been. And the cool thing was, I don't know if you guys picked it up on the broadcast or not, probably about 30 to 40% Niners fans, we were doing Let's Go Niners chants in the third and fourth quarter. Like, the fans showed out. The fans did their job. You felt their presence. Everybody here in the Minnesota is saying, man, nobody travels like this to our stadium. So we all showed up. It's just the Niners got to do their thing. And whenever you have so many players that are key pivotal players not do their responsibility, that's what hurts. So regroup, rebound. We'll go through the film. We'll break it all down. But we got to see what else is out there because thankfully week two does not determine the season. But, man, oh, hope is diminished considerably. The Niners have all the tools. Hey, anyway, we've done this before. When things are not going your way, when you play the Rams, somehow it makes it right. So week three over in SoFi, you know, Levi South, that's going to be huge. Let's see how it goes. Really appreciate you guys and for everybody that came out to Minnesota. Man, it was an incredible time. Wish the Niners took care of business, but we keep going. So I know you're frustrated. That's okay. Take your lumps. Wear your Niners gear tomorrow. That's what it is. Allow your coworkers to talk trash. We'll see where they're at in February. We'll see what that looks like. You guys are the best, as always, and I mean it more now than ever. Stay strong, faithful.